Hello, everybody, and thank you for tuning in to the weekly report. The Mueller indictments and the Trump-Putin summit, triumph of the deep state. The term deep state has been so overused in the past few years that it may seem meaningless. It has become standard practice to label one's political adversaries as representing the deep state as a way of avoiding the defense of one's positions. President Trump has often blamed the deep state for his political troubles. Trump supporters have created big conspiracies involving the deep state to explain why the president places neocons in key positions or fails to fulfill his campaign promises. But the deep state is no vast and secret conspiracy theory. The deep state is real. It operates out of the open, and it is far from monolithic. The deep state is simply the permanent unelected government that continues to expand its power regardless of how Americans vote. There are factions of the deep state that are pleased with President Trump's policies. And in fact, we might say that President Trump represents some factions of the deep state. Other factions of the deep state are determined to undermine any of President Trump's actions they perceive as threatening. Any move toward peace with Russia is surely something they feel to be threatening. There are hundreds of billions of reasons, otherwise known as dollars, why the Beltway military-industrial complex is terrified of peace breaking out with Russia and will do whatever it takes to prevent that from happening. That is why Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein's indictment on Friday of 12 Russian military intelligence officers for allegedly interfering in the 2016 U.S. presidential election should immediately raise some very serious questions. First, the obvious. After more than a year of investigations which have publicly revealed zero collusion between the Trump campaign and Russia, why drop this bombshell of an allegation at the end of the news cycle on the last business day before the historic Trump-Putin meeting in Helsinki? The indictment could not have been announced a month ago or in 2 weeks. It is not suspicious that now no one is talking about reducing tensions with Russia, but is all of a sudden, thanks to Special Counsel Robert Mueller, talking about increasing tensions. Unfortunately, most Americans don't seem to understand that indictments are not evidence. In fact, they are often evidence-free, as is the indictment. Did the Russian government seek to interfere in the 2016 U.S. presidential elections? It's certainly possible, however, we don't know. None of the Justice Department's assertions have been tested in a court of law, as is thankfully required by our legal system. It is not enough to make an allegation, as Mueller has done. You have to prove it. That is why we should be very suspicious of these new indictments. Mueller knows he will never have to defend his assertions in a court of law, so he can make any allegation he wants. It is interesting that one of Russian companies indicted by Mueller earlier this year surprised the world by actually entering a not guilty plea and demanding to see Mueller's evidence. The special counsel proceeded to file several motions to delay the handover of his evidence. What does Mueller have to hide? Meanwhile, while is no one talking about the estimated 100 elections that the U.S. government has meddled in since World War II, maybe we need to get our own house in order.